Good afternoon. Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on June 4th, 2024. Time to reconvene the regular meeting of Snohomish County DUB Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission.
So pleased so many people have joined us for a four-hour meeting.
Joining me today is Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO, Colin Millenbrock, our General Counsel, Melissa Collins, our Commission Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioner Wolf, are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the public agenda?
No.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item three on today's agenda, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. I will call on attendees to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, please hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So if you would, please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next on our agenda is item two, recognitions, declarations. 2A, our Employee of the Month, Lee Benker. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. So I'll introduce Shelley Patterson, who will introduce Lee.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Good afternoon.
I'm Shelley Patterson, Senior Manager of Strategic Partnerships, and it is always such a pleasure to be first on the agenda at the first meeting of the month, and I think everybody knows why. I am absolutely delighted to be in front of you today to introduce June's Employee of the Month, Lee Benker. Lee has earned this recognition from his peers for his outstanding contributions and unwavering commitment to his team, our customers, and to our organization. He exemplifies the true spirit of excellence, both in his work and as a person. Speaking of his peers, a few teammates of Lee's were disappointed that they couldn't be here, so I committed to sharing some comments and compliments on their behalf. So in the words of Kathy Patterson, I began working closely with Lee in 2016, implementing our Easy Pay platform. We've been working side by side ever since. It didn't take long for me to know that I could trust his judgment, his decision-making, and most of all, his dedication. I've had the humbling honor to watch Lee grow from a CSR to a business analyst, and now stepping into his role as our Digital Billing and Payments Program Manager. Lee leads our Change Champions group for customer self-service. This is a cross-functional group of CSRs, customer accounting reps, energy services, key accounts, and CSR leads. I am in awe of the safe, transparent, and open environment he has created for feedback about our self-service offerings. He is passionate about addressing the feedback and pushes for improvements that will help our internal users and, most importantly, our customers. This group he leads has grown into a two-way communication forum where we are working together to make better products for our customers. It is powerful, so thank you, Lee. Lastly, Lee's commitment to the district, our customers, and specifically making our CSR experience better is unmatched. He takes what we do very seriously, and what I admire most about working with Lee is that as intense as our work can be at times, he is always kind, respectful, and allows for humor. His approach and advice are calming in times of chaos or stress. He says, or she says, just ask, he has to calm me down often. Watching Lee's development and growth throughout the years has been one of the highlights of my career. Congrats, Lee. I can't wait to see what you do next. And from another colleague, Manny Delgado Vargas, he says, I've worked and gotten to know Lee over the past 2 years. Lee, I feel so lucky to be working with you. I am not surprised you made Employee of the Month. You're a great person to work with, and I truly appreciate the time and effort you put into sharing your wealth of knowledge with me. You have the heart of a teacher, and you are a great mentor. Your positive attitude, strong work ethic, and leadership inspire me every day. Congratulations. And from one last absent teammate, Pam Halby, Lee and I joined the team at the same time, and I've loved working with him over the years. He is dedicated, cares about the people and the products he supports, and is always willing to share his knowledge and help out. There is so much I could say, but to sum it up, it's because of working with people like Lee that made me proud to say I'm a member of the PUD family. Congratulations, Lee. And in the house, and in her own words, we have Lee's work anniversary twin, Corey Mitchell, say a few words.
Thank you, Shelley, and good afternoon. My name is Corey Mitchell, and I am a program manager for the customer self-service team. I work with Lee. It is my pleasure to speak about Lee Banghart today. Lee and I, as Shelley mentioned, are forever tied together because we started at the same day of the district in 2011. We both started as CSRs, and even though we found ourselves in different areas of customer service in our formative years, and even afterwards outside of customer service, we never forgot our work anniversary, and we always managed to check in with each other. In 2019, we had the chance to work together again on the My Snowpud implementation, and eventually we both became permanent members of the team that supports our customer-facing technologies. He is undoubtedly one of my favorite people to work with for so many reasons. But we all know we wouldn't be here celebrating him as an Employee of the Month if we didn't already know that he does an amazing job. So I wanted to share a few things about Lee that I personally find amazing. Lee has an incredible sense of humor, and with that, a very distinctive laugh. I will tell you that I can laugh just from hearing him. He is also a foodie. We have shared countless reviews of restaurants, special dishes that we've had, and even great Costco finds. So if you're looking for a good place to eat, he's your guy. And if we're talking about food, we have to mention Anna's cooking. Anna is Lee's wonderful wife here. Our team jokes frequently that we all need an Anna in our life for more than just the incredible meals that she makes. It's clear that Lee's family is important to him in the way that he talks about them. We love hearing about their family outings or their son Ollie's fishing adventures or school activities. It makes us feel like we're a part of their family too. And speaking of family, I would be remiss if I didn't say that Lee also has an elderly dog named Lola. This is important to note because she has become my elderly dog's best friend in the last few years, and that's because I've become their official dog sitter. So these are just a handful of things that make Lee so special. What I am so thankful for is that our careers have taken us full circle and we are working together again. Lee is so deserving of this recognition, and I'm so proud of him. We're 13 years into our careers at the PUD, and I can't wait to see what the next 13 bring. Congratulations, Lee.
So based on the attendance here, I don't think there's much more that we can say. As you've just heard and undoubtedly agree, no better selection could have been made for June's Employee of the Month. Please join me in congratulating Lee.
As I watched the audience, so many things, as Shelley was recounting what you give, many people were going, but you, when she talked about your foodie, you shook your head no.
I don't like to give advice on where to go, because in case you don't like it. She didn't say I'm also an overthinker, so yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Congrats.
Lee, we have a couple other things for you. We have a trophy for your trophy case. And we have your glamour photo. Sure.
Krista did a good job on
that. Yes. So, you know, your resume of your accomplishment is just phenomenal. And I think it's wonderful when CSRs are able to grow in the organization and spread their wing, because that connection with the customers is not an opportunity to the degree you've had it that everyone gets. And so I'm sure that's so helpful in your work. So any big reveals for the next exciting thing you're working on that we don't
Oh, so much, so much. There's a lot of cool stuff coming. There's obviously on our team a lot of focus on outage communications. That's kind of the big one right now, but we are still looking to do, you know, small incremental things with our billing and payment stuff all the time. So,
I think you might have set a record for attendance, too. Are there some family members you'd like us to introduce? Or, I mean,
yes, as Corey mentioned there, that's my wife, Anna, and my son, Oliver.
Hello,
and my mom, Becky.
All right.
Want to go up and get your picture taken? Supposed to be fun. All right, thank you. So Lee, any words you want to say? This is your opportunity.
I've been working from home for too long.
I don't even recognize these people.
This is awesome, but it's like, oh my gosh.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. This does mean a lot. And this is very cool. So
congratulations. Thank you for what you do for our customers and work for the organization.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for thinking of low-income families with the new online application with multi-language translations available. I would suggest that in addition to food banks, you also work with area libraries and librarians, because not every low-income family has a computer. And also, they might not be willing to call and talk to somebody on the phone that they don't know. Another kudo for working with as many partner organizations as possible to reduce the large number of applications, repeated applications, that low-income families have to complete in order to receive their service. I think this is an amazing way not only to help the low-income families, but also to increase partnerships with other organizations in the communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Not seeing anyone else, we'll move to item 4, our consent agenda. 4A, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of May 21st, 2024.
B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. D, consideration of a resolution approving amendment number one to the collective bargaining agreement between Public Utility District Number 1, Snohomish County, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Number 77, for the period of April 1st, 2024 through March 31st, 2028. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda items? I'm not seeing any online, and I'm not seeing any in the room. Are there any questions or comments from you, Commissioner?
Oh, just a comment that I know that a number of people worked really hard to figure all of this out, and they did a great job. So, and therefore, I'm happy that it's going to be approved.
Which item are you referring to?
The IDEW.
Okay, kind. Thank you. Okay. I have no questions. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item 5, a public hearing in action. Consideration of a resolution declaring certain rural property and other property interests of the district situated in Linwood, Washington to be surplus and authorizing transfer of said real estate property to the city of Linwood, Washington, and granting of a stormwater drainage easement in favor of the city of Linwood, Washington. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I'll now convene a public hearing. Have Reed Barnes available to answer any questions, provide the prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution? Seen any online? I'm not seeing anyone in the room. Do you have any questions or comments, Commissioner?
Well, I'll repeat on this one. This is the same comment that it's taken a while, a long time to get here. I know Maureen and others have worked really hard on it. I think it's a really important step that we're taking. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
were thoroughly briefed previous meeting. Yes. Okay. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Our resolution is unanimously approved. Next, item 6, our CEO General Manager report.
You close the public hearing as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll close the public hearing. Do I need to re-vote? No, okay. Thank you. Next is our General Manager report. Do you have a report for us, John?
I do, just a couple items. Pretty short list today, but first, I wanted to mention that Sharon Reynan and Sarah Kurtz, a number of other folks in our HR group, have been working on a workforce dashboard, and that is officially in place. It is really a fantastic tool that is going to help us better manage our FTE numbers, make sure they're aligned with the budget costs, and just have better overall management capability regarding our workforce. Still continue to certainly grow the workforce and develop the workforce of the future. This will be a good tool for us to be able to manage. So just a huge kudos to Sharon and Sarah and the entire HR team that was able to stand that up. And that was a big, big lift. Just a couple of things. I had the opportunity, along with Brenda Whitener and Sweeney, to present to the Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee a couple of weeks ago. An overview of what's going on, but specific focus on the resource adequacy, our path to clean energy, and that being accelerated with or complicated with low growth, and how are we going to be able to meet those challenges. We got a lot of great questions, and it was just an overall great discussion. So really look forward to more of those opportunities where we can share with our partners, both the electeds and our businesses in the area, so they know what we're up against and how we partner together to navigate to a clean future. Had the opportunity to attend the Large Public Power Council CEO meeting this past weekend in Asheville, North Carolina. Again, overwhelming topic was, and I know that's your stomping grounds, is low growth across the country, data centers and other just organic low growth, EVs, electrification, and the challenges that we have in front of us without having a dispatchable, clean, commercially available resource, and how are we going to navigate that? Complicated by the new EPA ruling. And of course, there's lots of conversation on how we're going to address that or navigate that. So again, some of the same pain and suffering that we're going through is going through, we're going through with our peers across the country. It's not just a Northwest or a West-wide challenge. And then lastly, was selected to the LPPC Executive Steering Committee for the term from starting now till January of 27. So hope to be able to have an impact on that group as the John DeStazio, who has been a long-serving CEO for LPPC, will be retiring at the end of this year. So one of the first orders of business is selecting a new CEO for LPPC. That is it.
How did you like Asheville?
Oh, love Asheville. Yeah, we used to have the opportunity to go down in that area when we lived in the Midwest. Had some relatives down there, and yeah, loved that area.
I used to go to 4-H camp near there. Yes, yeah. Swannanoa.
I should have got that hint. I could have visited while I was down there.
You could have got a picture.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is.
Any other questions or comments?
I don't have. Thank you.
Congratulations on the steering committee. I'm glad you had the opportunity to talk to local leaders. There's always conversation and fear that we're going to run out of electricity.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's good to have those conversations.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Next is item 7, commission business, 7A commission reports. Do you have any reports, Commissioner?
Oh, just two things that were quite special. On the 28th of May, like a lot of other people here, I attended the Snohomish County update with our county executive. And as always, it was really interesting. And we heard from one of the vice presidents of Boeing, and also a gentleman who works with the Amazon robotics program. It was fascinating. And then on May 30th, I had the pleasure and the joy of being a part of the new employees orientation program. It's just always, I love that. I really love doing that. So, and we, I think we had about 18 new employees. 18. Yeah, it's great. And that's all I have.
Good. Thank you. I have no reports. Next, we have 7B, our Commissioner of Events calendar. Are there any changes to the Commissioner of Events calendar? I guess I'll call attention that there's no peanut this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Any changes?
I don't think so. I should flip there and take a look. I don't think so. Do you have an opinion? I asked the clerk. No.
Okay. I have none. Next is item 7C, our 2024 Treasury budget forecast and major project status report for April. Sarah Bond is available to answer any questions. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
Look, I studied this. You know, any question, just an observation. After remarking that our CapEx always seems to be below budget, careful what you ask for, because now it's mostly above budget. And
we're getting good
in many projects, it's been figured out. So I don't have anything, but great report, very hopeful.
Oh, I do have a question.
Yeah, so a Warm Beach well number 4, I was wondering if that's a new well. If anyone knows, it's not a new well. Okay, okay, head on, no.
That's all I had.
Okay. Next is item 7D, consideration of a motion approving board governance policy principles. I'll call for a motion. My plan was for us to have a conversation and then recommend that we move it.
Okay, so I will move approval.
Okay. Colin Willenbrock is able to answer any questions regarding the board governance policies. So, Commissioner Wolf, did you have any questions about the policies or edits?
Oh, yeah, I had about 3 minor kind of compositional suggestions.
Okay.
So
I have a few too. Go ahead. Do you want to start on the climate one first?
Oh, just a moment. Okay. on the climate change principles, that's just an editing thing in the sentence. We need the word that added, should read the challenge of addressing climate change while also ensuring that clean energy and water are available to serve, and then the rest of that's okay. And then in the next sentence, the following principles will guide the PUD in meeting its commitment. I think it would be better to say to deliver. It's not wrong, but it would just be a little better to deliver essential. So that's all I have for that. Did you have some?
Yeah, I do. So those, any reason not to make those changes? Those changes would make sense to me.
Okay.
Do you get those, Colin?
So on item 4 down below there, we have exceed state clean energy standards for power supply. And I thought we should change that to meet instead of exceed. If we get to 100%, we can't really exceed it.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that, to say exceed. It's aspirational.
So I would say meet.
Okay.
That work?
No, I'm fine.
And then the next one is the resource adequacy principles. Get some thoughts on that.
I didn't have any corrections.
I had a couple of proposed edits. So under the paragraph labeled the resource adequacy, the third sentence, the trend to reduce emissions is accelerating as thermal, and then I would add base load and peaking resources are retired and replaced with lower and zero emitting intermittent resources. And my reason for doing that is I want to make sure that any member of the public that reads it can understand, because that vernacular seems to be out there more. So any concerns with those changes?
You read it again the way you'd like it.
Yeah. So I'll just read the whole paragraph. The electric industry is changing. Currently, more than 70% of the installed electric generating resources in the Northwest are carbon free. That share is expected to grow as Northwest utilities continue to make significant investments in carbon free generation. The trend to reduce emissions is accelerating as thermal, baseload, and peaking resources are retired and replaced with lower and zero emitting intermittent resources.
Just a little point, an editing thing. When you're referring to a region like the Northwest, it should be capitalized. If it's a region, it's capitalized. If it's the name of a region,
I'll take your word for it.
Say,
I didn't go to the grammar camp.
Well, I didn't get 2 degrees in English.
Okay.
No, it's just, but if you're saying, you're using it in a descriptive, just in a sentence. Like our Northwestern attitudes, you wouldn't capitalize it.
Okay, are those edits fine? Okay, so in the next paragraph down, the growth in wind and solar resources, I would again add the word intermittent before wind. Concur?
Would you read that one again?
The next paragraph, the growth in intermittent wind and solar. Just to make it clear. And then the last thing I had was more of a conversation. We have the list of our principles. I wondered if we needed to say anything about BPA products and, you know, continually evaluating, or just sort of a conversation, whether that's necessary or not. Because we talk in here mostly about IRP. I mean, I guess it's all related. Do you have any thoughts, Colin?
Sure. Yeah, no, appreciate the opportunity. Just by way of background, just to remind everyone, so these principles are really to be informative for the board as you make decisions under the context of our greater governance policy. So these principles should evolve and change. We do intend on reevaluating them periodically as circumstances change. I think philosophically, our BPA product mix is intertwined with everything we do, from climate change principles, making sure we're evaluating resources that are available generating resources, market purchases, those would go into these resource adequacy principles as well. If you want to reference BPA products, I mean, understanding that we're BPA's largest customer at the time,
yeah,
it's a big component of our portfolio. I think a reference or a nod to that would certainly be appropriate.
I have no objection to that.
Okay.
I do have, when we get down, did you have one on number two?
No, I just had it. That was just in general.
I haven't really thought about, I hadn't heard your suggestions prior to now, but when it comes to being agnostic to resource solutions, I think we can say that. Then I think about the environment, and I think that should play a role too. If our solution is going to harm the environment in a significant way, I think that we should not be agnostic.
Yeah, that is interesting. So it's agnostic while holding to our climate change principles.
There you go. That's good. Perhaps. Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, it's a consideration for the commission. When we think of resource adequacy in terms of reliably serving our customers and having to differentiate between resource choices, that's a decision. That's a principle that we want to make sure we fully understand the consequences if there are certain carbon-emitting resources that are the only resources available to meet resource adequacy principles for reliability. Making sure we still have that flexibility to make those decisions under the context of these principles. I think you're agnostic on a resource adequacy principle standpoint, but certainly you've given a nod to the other considerations separately and independently under the climate change policy. I would leave, my recommendation would be to leave those two things independent and not cross-reference and bind yourself to any commitments that might hamstring us for liability purposes.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because it doesn't negate the other principle, the other policy. So.
And you wouldn't want to come down to a choice of keeping the lights on, and the only resource you had to do that was carbon emitting.
Yeah, because I changed those words.
Yeah. And quite frankly,
I agree. No, it makes sense.
You're seeing that all over the West right now, as certain jurisdictions are having to make those timing considerations as we see the life cycle of nuclear plants and some of our natural gas facilities being extended as we focus on reliability and the safety and health of our customers, but also being steadfast in our commitment to addressing climate change principles. It's a matter of timing, availability of transmission, availability of resources, that I think we need to maintain that same level of flexibility as you're making those decisions.
Yeah, and in fact, that's when we have had resource adequacy challenges recently. The power we purchased hasn't been included in the problem. We're out of the market and it's full cold out. Any other changes to the resource adequacy principles?
Oh yeah, on your community engagement principles.
Oh, I was gonna get to that one next. Okay. So Colin, are we set for leave out Bonneville?
That's a question. So we decided.
I think we agreed to leave it out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And when Commissioner Olson next meeting, she may have other thoughts. So.
Yeah, we can reach out to her again independently.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you could send to her the amended version of what we do today and see if she wants to make any other changes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Commissioner Wolf, how about the community engagement principles?
Number three, this is so it says, the last sentence in this third paragraph, to that end, the following principles will be considered by the committee in addressing how we engage. So one, okay, two, okay. Commit to clear and open what?
The word is left out.
Engagement or discussion or conversation?
Communication.
Communication, yeah. Commit to clear and open communication. Just accidentally omitted. So if we add that, I'm happy with it.
Okay. Anything else?
I have nothing.
Okay. Well, I move to continue this item for further discussion at our June 18th meeting.
I agree.
Okay, so we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor of continuing it to the 18th, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Next, we have 8A, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
I did have a question. We scheduled Columbia River System Operations Update. Would that be from outside our PUD with subject matter experts, or would that be from within the PUD? Are we doing it, or is it?
I don't think we're doing it.
Did you turn my phone on?
My guess was it would be internal, but I'm trying to recall how this got teed up.
Yeah, I think that's correct, John. I think it would be.
Jason, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, Jason Zyskowski, Assistant General Manager for Facility Generation, Power Grids and Transmission. And I think the idea was to do an update, you know, with the internal team.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wondering.
Any other questions or any changes?
We got a lot of updates at different meetings, so I didn't know if we were using any outside. Okay.
Okay.
Well, like, just a minute. Ta-ta. I don't have any other changes.
Okay, I have none either. So is there any further business to come before the board this afternoon?
I have none.
Okay, hearing none, it is now 2:07 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.